Just let your imagination run wild. Let your heart be your guide. In the time you sit around worrying about it and trying to plan a painting, you could have completed a painting already. Let it happen. Let it happen. And I would spend sometimes weeks just working on a picture, drawing it out, getting all the little sketches and stuff. And then I'd go back and spend maybe a month trying to fill in the blocks. And here, we let it happen. It comes right out of here. It's in you. And you put it on the canvas. Okay? Let's see.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is very brand new Lil Yachty. So Lil Yachty is a pretty incredible person. I'm really getting to know Lil Yachty through my guy Jared. He's totally turned me on to this guy, and he has a brand new album out that was just released like the other week, and we just listened to the song. We saw the sun off it. It's called Let's Start Here. And he is a young guy, if you don't know this, Lil Yachty. So he was born in 1997. And this record is kind of a concept record. It is. It's a very non-rap album from the rapper from Atlanta. What else can I tell you about the guy? He got his start back in 2015. He was like a SoundCloud star. And out of Atlanta, as I mentioned. Well, sorry, Mableton, Georgia. He's known as a quote unquote bubblegum trap rapper. What else can I tell you about the guy? What is his sign? Let's take a look here. Oh, he's on the cusp of being a Virgo. He's born August 23rd. So he's like at the edge of Leo, Virgo. All right. My name is Anita B. And welcome to my show. I'm here with us until 8 o'clock. So I got to tell you about my day. And then I'll tell you that, of course, it is Fun Drive week. I'll ask you for money and do all that. But it has been one miserable day, and I'm really, really, really trying to shake it. I'm trying to shake my day. What is the day today? It's February 8th. Yeah. And you may just listen to my story and just go, whatever, but still. Like, you know, I wake up, I've had a nice sort of evening, and I'm heading back from the North Shore from my guy's place back to my place so I can head, obviously, on to work. I teach high school. And as I'm coming down like Grandview by Walmart, you know, I've come off the bridge, I'm off the highway, et cetera. All of a sudden the car just like, ba-dump, like this huge, like loud bang. And then like it starts sort of shaking and I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Mind you, the fill, like air pressure tire light had been on since the time I left. But here's a background story. I have one tire that might have a slow leak and I'll just, you know, keep pumping it up. And every sort of 4 months or 3 months, whatever, the light will go on. So no biggie. Anyways, I'm now on Grandview and I'm like really concerned. So I'm at a light and I hop out and I look and I see my front left tire is like flat as a pancake. Now I'm like, oh my God, what do I do, right? I got to get to work. I can't just stop on Grandview, like, no. So I'm like now going cautiously home. I make it home and it's just like a nightmare. So here's my day. I call an Uber. I make it to work. I worry. It's first two periods. I whatever, do my thing. And then I manage somehow. I'm scrambling through lunch to put together plans for a sub for the afternoon because I got to take care of my car. And now I'm mentally ill. So I, you know, called in sick. You know, it's one of those days. And so then I go over to home. I walk home because I can't, my car's not there. Walk home, call, you know, AAA. They come. I have a very nice man, by the way. And I think his name was Mo. Shout out to Mo, who then, you know, takes out my spare tire and replaces it. You know, I now have a spare tire on. And then I make my way to, then I go to Canadian Tire. I'm waiting forever or long enough. You know, an hour and a half seems quite long when you're like, what is the damage going to be? Because let's really get down to the bottom of it. Like, how much is this stupid ass tire going to cost? Well, it turns out the guy comes out. I feel like I'm in like the ER. He's like, Anita? Because like there's a few of us waiting. Like, wait. I'm like, yes. And he's like, I've got some bad news for you. And I was like, oh, really? Just like, what? What? So no, the tire is kaput. Like, that's not, they can't fix the tire. But it turns out I need four new tires, not one, not two, not three, but I need four because the snow tires that I have on had been worn down. And if you replace one tire on a four-wheel drive, I've got a Jeep 4x4, you kind of have to replace all. I mean, you don't have to, but if the other tires weren't crap. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, fine. What's the damage? So it turns out, oh, no. Let me check to see if we even have tires for you. And I'm like, oh, my God, seriously? So sorry, I'm boring you with my story. So then he's like, oh, yeah, okay, well, I found some tires in Calgary. We don't have any here. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? And he's like, but you can get them next week. I'm like, no. Like, I work on a mountain, like, because I do. And I need to, like... Plus, I need to get around, like, you know, I'm like, that's, I need like tires, like ASAP. Like, so then I was like, well, we don't have anything for you. And I'm like, oh my God, seriously? And I'm really not good with car stuff at all. Cars, like maintenance, anything mechanical, not my jam at all. And I'm just like, oh, I just need this fixed. So I call Cal Tire, fun fact. And they actually have some tires for me. So, but now I have to go tomorrow because they don't have them in. And then, so on my lunch from work, I have to like bring my car in, and then I have to then walk back from lunch, and then I have to teach again. Then I have to go back to get my car. I'm just annoyed, and I'm just really, really tired. And then the bottom line, $977. And I was just like, oh my God, I could go like on a all-inclusive trip to like the Bahamas. But then it hits me, okay, look, Anita, you are just a sad, selfish girl. Nobody's sick. You're okay. This is what happens in life, right? We all need new tires at some point. Or, I mean, hey, my transmission could have, like, failed. So that's my story. So if you've had, a good day, appreciate it. And if you've had a really crap day like I have, you know, let's commiserate, right? Okay. All right, so what did we hear besides my bitching? Well, we heard some Lil Yachty. That's how this show got kicked off. And it is Fun Drive Week here at CITR. So this is now when I get the pleasure of asking y'all for money. It's money time. So the question is, well, why do we need money, CITR? Well, let me tell you. We, in particular, here at the station... are looking to buy a new transmitter. And I will tell you what that involves. Well, it says that we have a lot of gear on the roof of Gage Tower and it needs to be replaced. This includes our FM transmitter as well as broadcast antenna, among other things. Now, if I thought my car issue of $977 was a real bitch, well, it says right here, this is a major project and we're aiming... to raise 20 grand towards this new transmitter and broadcast antenna. Well, what are the benefits of doing these upgrades? Well, we'll sound better and we are future proofing our signal chain. All right. So that's it. If you would like to donate, go for it, please. Go to CITR.ca. There's a button there that you can donate. And if you do, you can get some swag. So if you pledge $30, holy moly, you'll get a CITR lighter. That's, Or you can, you know, put down $5 a month. That's what you will get for that level of money commitment. $60 is kind of cool. You get a CITR wine glass plus a lighter. If you pledge 101.9, which is our, you know, station letters or numbers, plus or $15 a month, you can get, wow, a Discorder embossed hardcover notebook, a song dedication, first 30 donations, plus a CITR wine glass and a lighter. You get a whole bunch of stuff. Now, if you want to throw $500 at us, you'll get a monogram bathrobe plus all that other stuff. Oh my God. Monogram bathrobe. I could use one of those. I swear, here's a fun fact. I actually still have my Victoria's Secret bathrobe from 1994. No joke. I got it when I was going to school in Louisiana. 1994. And it still works and it's nice. I wash it. Like, it's not gross. That sounds gross. I've had a long day, folks. Okay. What else should we listen to? What else do I have on tap here? I do have stuff ready for us to go. Oh, this is fun. I've got a good song for us. This is from the British band. They're called The Primitives. We're going to hear the song, what's it called? Crash. Crash. That's what I got right here for us. Let me just make sure I can find it here. Yeah, so that's what's happening now is The Primitives. This is from 1986, this song. Yeah, that's what we have going on today. My name is Anita B, in case you've been listening to my drama-rama with my flat tire and all that ensued. It's an awful day. Let's listen to some Primitives. Let's get our mood up, at least my mood, here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Why is this not working? Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to pause that. What is going on here? Ooh. All right. This is why. I figured it out. Is it our transmitter? Do we need all that money? Perhaps we do. Okay. This now is the Primitives, I think. Oh, hold on. Oh, it's been a while. It's actually been, last time I was at doing my show here, like 4 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I was actually very sick. It was like a 36-hour flu. I'm not going to play any music. I'm just going to talk the whole time. It was brutal. I was like so sick. I was convinced I had COVID because it was all the COVID symptoms I had when I had the OG version. I wasn't here 2 weeks ago. I'm like a little rusty. Okay, let me try this again. Can I do this? I hit the button, will it happen? Let's pause that. Okay, third time's a charm. Apparently not. Oh my god. Okay, here we go. Let me try one more time. I'm so sorry I'm wasting your time, people. Boom.
Sympathy, and if I go around with you, you know.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was from just over 10 years ago. I can't believe it's that long ago. Released on Sub Pop, Father John Misty with the song Hollywood Forever, Cemetery Sings. Hollywood Forever, Cemetery Sings. The name of the album is Fear Fun. Father John Misty is a really interesting character. He was raised in a very, very religious, like, evangelical household. And this fact alone is kind of interesting. His mother was raised in Ethiopia, where her parents are missionaries. He was raised in Maryland. And originally he was the drummer in the Seattle band Fleet Foxes. So, yeah, very interesting guy. Also, personally, he has struggled with depression, anxiety, as well as drug use. And he has stated that he microdoses on LSD every day to alleviate his depression and anxiety. And that he's been diagnosed with PTSD. I think perhaps just that lifestyle, like, for example, he was not allowed to listen to secular music at all. His parents were that strict and that, like, Bible banging that, that could do it. I mean, you really want to damage a child? Put them under those circumstances. Like, okay, enough of that. So that was Father John Misty. Before that, we heard the Primitives with their 1986 song Crash from the record Bubbling Up. Now, it is a fun drive here at CITR, which means it's your chance to donate money to us. If you want to do such, just go to CITR.ca and you can find all the information there. This year we are hoping to raise a whack of money to replace our FM transmitter as well as broadcast antenna. That's what we're hoping to do. All right. Now, if you donate money, and if you like my show, go to CITR.ca. And I believe, I haven't even looked it up, to be honest. I'm sure I'll donate money. I haven't done it yet, though. I think there should be a pull-down menu, and you can find my show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm your host, Anita B., so donate it under my show. And my show, by the way, is only on every second Wednesday. So it's 6:30 to 8 every second Wednesday. So today is what, the 8th? That means that in 14 more days, I guess that's the 22nd, I'll be back. And yeah, all right. So what are we going to listen to next? Well, we're going to hear something from the Belfast Northern Ireland band Stiff Little Fingers. After my really rough day with that started with a flat tire and then just spiraled into hundreds and hundreds of dollars, etc., I'm just like kind of in a punk rock mood, so I might be playing some aggressive stuff. So sure, Stiff Little Fingers, that fits the bill definitely. This is from their 1978 album Inflammable Material. We're going to hear probably their most famous song, Alternative Ulster. It's a great tune. All right, let's make sure I've got everything set up. Like, not the dummy I can be. Okay, I think we're good. This is Stiff Little Fingers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'll tell you. Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
What?
Can you help me find a bathrobe? I'm so cold without it.
Maybe you can go to...
I heard at CITR you can donate during Fun Drive from February 2nd to 9th to get cool prizes like lighters, wine glasses, bathrobes, and more. Donate to CITR to help community radio thrive.
To donate, go to citr.ca/donate.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was from 2002, The Distillers, with City of Angels from the record Sing Sing Death House. Brody Daly, of course, is the lead singer out of Australia. She was married to Tim Armstrong from Rancid, if you were not sure. Before that, we heard the 1989 song from Fugazi, Waiting Room. You can find that on a compilation of theirs called 13 Songs. It is 7:09. It is also Fun Drive Week here at CITR, which is where you can give us money. So just go to citr.ca/donate and you can help us out financially. None of us get paid. This is a non-profit situation, trust me. If anything, I have to pay to, because I have to pay for parking. So $8 every time I come down. And I won't even start about my car. So the question really is, what is it about CITR that deserves, you know, some attention, some love, some money? And the thing is, it provides, at least for myself, a sounding board. Like, really, like, literally, like, I come in and I might have had, like, a rotten day like I did today or a rotten week. Actually, my whole year has been actually pretty bad in general. I mean, I have a lot of good stuff going on in my life. But, I mean, I got stranded in Toronto with Air Canada. They could die. Really, Air Canada, if you're listening to this, please just die. I hate you all. That's a whole other story. today's like, you know, flat tire, drama-rama. What else did I have recently? My two kids are just in every, like, just killing me. They're getting in trouble. My two children, what else? Oh, I had something else recently happen to me. Something else. That was like, I was like reviewing my year and I was like, really? That happened to me too. All kinds of weird stuff. It'll come to me. I think I've blocked it. I've actually sort of blocked a lot of this stuff. Oh, yeah. My luggage was like lost with Air Canada. Not only was I like stranded in Toronto for like 3 days, but they lost our bags. we did get them back 20 days later, at which point my daughter's retainer, her orthodontic retainer, had since become invalid because her teeth had grown in 20 days, which meant guess who has to shell out $500 for a new retainer? Mommy and daddy. And so that's just part of it. Something else happened. I don't know. There's something else, but whatever. Okay. Anyways, but here we are. Like I'd like to sort of let music cleanse all my worries. And this is what's happening today. I'm feeling better. I'm actually feeling better. So that's what CITR hopefully does for all of us. It makes us feel better. And this is a place where you can like listen to music that you can't hear on mainstream radio, commercial radio. You know how it is, right? So for example, we're going to hear something new right now from King Tuff. 2023, his new album is called Small Town Stardust. And How I Love. So let's listen to that. Where is it here? Here it is, How I Love. Yeah, so this is How I Love. Music. I love music. And this is my love language. Okay, this is King Tuff on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
Biting my clothes to keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important. I want to kick my dad in the shins. I was referring to the present and past tense. It was the only way that I could survive it. I want to close my head in the car door. I want to sing this song like I'm dying. I'm not afraid to die.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Excuse me. That was, what was that? That was not Car Seat Headrest. Oh my God, what is wrong with me? That was Modern Kicks by T. Blah, blah. What are they? Did I not put that in my thing? Oh my God. Okay, hold on a second here. Let me kill that. Okay, 1 second. That's off the album Mass Romantic with, hold on a second, what is wrong with me? Modern Kicks. The Exploding Hearts. I forgot to put the song in my playlist and my brain was just stopped working there for a minute. In fact, I know the Exploding Hearts so well that I was in a band that we actually covered that song, Modern Kicks. Such a great tune. Those guys, sadly, if you don't know the story, they're a band out of Portland and, or was it Seattle? No, they're Portland. They had 3 out of 4 died in a rollover crash on tour, and they were super young. They were, they ranged in age from 20 to 23. Yeah, very sad. Exploding Hearts. They died in 2003, and I can't believe, what year are we in now? 2023. It's been 20 years. That is out of control. There's one guy that did survive. They died July 20th, 2003, at which point the band ceased to exist. How sad. All right. Before that, let's make sure I put that in. Exploding Hearts. Cool. We heard something from the band Car Seat Headrest. Car Seat Headrest are a band. Well, it's actually one guy, pretty much. His name is Will Toledo. It's his band. And those guys are out of, well, he's out of, Virginia, I'm going to say. Like, I can just sort of picture the East Coast somewhere. Let's make sure I don't get this wrong. Let's see how wrong I am. Car Seat Headrest, where are they from? Oh, I was right, Virginia. I should be on Rock and Roll Jeopardy. Okay. But anyways, we heard the song released in 2011. So off a very, very early release called Something Soon. And the album is My Back Is Killing Me Bad. Or sorry, My Back Is Killing Me Baby. Now, the deal with Car Seat Headrest as of late is that he, Will Toledo, had to cancel a tour in the fall. So in October of 2022, because he was continually sick. So I looked into this and it's kind of interesting. I couldn't figure out how he was sick, like what was his sickness. And I found, it says here, it was a quote unquote post-COVID condition, which involves heavy nausea, fatigue, dizziness, and a buzzing nervous system. It's dubbed histamine intolerance. Isn't that crazy? And this ailment had Toledo stuck in bed and is one of the more common side effects of long COVID symptoms. Crazy, right? So this is what he says. This is his quote here. After another month of struggling to regain my health, I'm currently forced to face the fact that my body lacks the basic levels of functionality necessary to leave the house most days, let alone embark on a tour. As a result, we are unfortunately forced to pull out of the When We Were Young festival dates and cancel our upcoming California tour. How sad. So that's the latest on Car Seat Headrest. All right. Before that, we heard something from King Tuff. Now, King Tuff is a dude out of Vermont. And he's on Sub Pop Records. He's been doing his thing for a while. And he had a really, really awesome record that I used to play a lot. And I really should. Maybe I'll play it next time. What's it called? It's red. It's got like sort of a bat on it. Was Dead. That's what it was called. Was Dead. Such a killer record back in like 2014. I used to listen to that record like all the time. And Black Moon Spell was another one too. Yeah. Actually, maybe I'm confusing King Tuff. Anyway, it doesn't matter. One of his records is red and it's got a black sort of bat on it, and it's killer. All right, now, where am I going next? Oh, I'm going to tell you that it is Fun Drive. That's where I'm going next. The time is 7:30. This is your time to head on over to the CITR.ca excuse me, site, and you can donate money to us. If you do, and if you pledge like $30, you'll get a CITR lighter. If you pledge $60, you will get a CITR wine glass plus a lighter. Look at this. If you, wow. If you pledge $1,000, you can host your own show. You get a Fanta Records prize pack plus all of the above, which includes a monogram bathrobe, Discorder embossed hardcover notebook, song dedication, all the stuff. All right. So just do it. Okay. What do we got next? Oh, White Reaper. White Reaper. I quite like White Reaper. They have a new album out. I was like addicted to that one song of theirs, like, I don't know, 3 years ago. I used to play it all the time and I could not get it out of my head. So now we're going to play another song. It's called Fog Machine. It's off their new album. It's called Fog Machine. The new record, however, I'm trying to find the name of it. I don't have it here, but let's just hear Fog Machine. What do you think about that? Yeah, I think so. Okay. These guys are out of all places, Kentucky. Crazy, right? All right. This is, White Reaper. Whoops. Make sure that's not happening. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
kid is in rare form tonight.
Blues is not a plaything like people think they are. Like youngsters today right now, they take anything and make the blues sound. This is the such and such a blues, blues, blues. No, it's not. Ain't but one kind of blues. And that consists of between male and female that's in love.
Thank you. as a hidden rock. Took the taste and then you spit it back. Consequences of the inside track. Bad time and you run and it's all back. One taste to break the fall. One wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. And then you wanna scratch. You found the box and you're looking for the match. One piece to break the fall. One way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Hidden rod. Took a taste and then you spit it back up. You threw the rock just to watch it splash. Sick as a dog and you're digging through the trash. One taste to break the fall. One wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're bargaining for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of the edge of the edge.
Smiled, looked up, and asked if I've donated to CITR for Fun Drive yet. I hadn't, but I knew I couldn't lie to her. And then she said, well, I only talk to people who use their money to donate to community radio. So I did what any normal person in love would do. Opened my computer, went to CITR.ca/donate, and donated to my favorite shows on air to receive some really cool donation prizes, which she then demanded I give to her.
Is one of the donation prizes a journal?
Yeah, why?
You're probably going to want to keep that.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger, cause I forgot I lit it. ripping with my sinners, cause fuck it, man, I ain't no beginner. And then I crawled back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in, cause I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on a hallucinogenic. My cigarette burned my finger, cause I forgot I lit it. Drunken in Seattle, two boys and without a paddle. I don't remember your face or your hair. I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Pushing past the limit, tripping on a hallucinogenic. And then I crawl back. I carried on like the wayward son, and now through and through I've come undone. And now I am just but the wayward man, what with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. Cause I carried on like the wayward son, and now and now I am just but the wayward man, what with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenic. My cigarette burnt my finger, cause I forgot I lit it.
Saw her standing on her front lawn, just a twirling her baton. Me and her went for rides in ten innocent people down from the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 410 on my lap, through the badlands of Wyoming, I killed everything in my path. Can't see that I'm sorry for the things that we've done, at least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. Now the jury brought in a guilty verdict, and
sends me to death. Midnight in prison storeroom, leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man was that sweet, sir, and snaps my poor head back. You make sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my declared me unfit to live. Said into that great void my soul be hurled. He wanted to know why I did what I did. Sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was from 1982, Bruce Springsteen with the title track off the album Nebraska. Who doesn't love some Bruce? Bruce is one of my favorite. Yeah, you gotta love Bruce. Before that, we heard something from 2016 from Matt Mason off his record, The Remixes, Hallucinogenics. That's also a very good song. And then Panda Bear and Sonic Boom, we heard before that with the song Edge of the Edge from the album Reset. That is a new tune. It is 7:53. I'm almost out of here. Just know that please go to CITR.ca and donate some money because it is our annual fund drive. You'll get some stuff if you'd like. You don't have to. You can just give us some money. And in particular, we are hoping to raise like $20,000 so we can replace our FM transmitter and broadcast antenna, which sits on the roof of Gage Tower. Crazy, right? We would like to sound better. So there you go. Please head on over, open up your wallet, and donate. That would be much appreciated. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening to me bitch about my flat tire that turned into a $977 fiasco. Yeah, sorry. But I'm trying to be as zen as I can about it. And that is that no injuries. I'm healthy. Nothing wrong with my kids. And that is the kind of trial and tribulation that we are faced frequently in life. I mean, right? Oftentimes you need to get new tires. That's how life works. So just got to suck it up and get through it. Okay, the time is 7:55. And what do I have for us next? Oh, what do I have for us next? I was going to play us a little... A little Interpol. I don't know if I want to play that anymore. What shall I play with for us? I don't know. I'm just in this I don't know. Maybe I'll just, you know what? I don't think I'm even going to play us anything. I'm just going to give us the weather. That's where I'm at. Weather, Vancouver. Let's take a look. Let's see what is happening. Okay. Our weather forecast tells us to expect. First of all, today is what, Wednesday? The next 7 days. Tomorrow's Thursday with a high of 9 degrees Celsius and light rain. Then we hit Friday. Showers, but it looks like mixed skies with maybe a little bit of sun and a high of 9. And then we hit Saturday, Sunday. So the weekend shows light rain on both days. Saturday 6, Sunday 5. So how does that translate to the mountains? Shall I give you the mountain report? Let me do it, because why not? Cypress Mountain weather. Let's see what we got there. Weather forecast. Snow forecast. This is what we like. If you like your skiing or snowboarding, you want to go to snowforecast.com. Is there snow in the future on the North Shore, at least on Cypress? Well, it shows tomorrow. Light snow, Friday, light snow, snow showers. Saturday, cloudy, light snow, Sunday. Yes, I shall be up at Cypress. So there you go. That's your snow report. For me, I need to be. The time is 7:57, and I think that pretty much does it. I'll leave us with something. What shall I leave us with? And please go and donate some money. What kind of short song can I play for us? Do 3 minutes, 2 minutes. How long is this song? Okay, little Elastica, perfect. 2 minutes and 20 seconds. This is, I want to play Connection. I don't want to play Connection. I think I'm just going to call it a day. That's it. 7:57. I don't think I need to fill the last 2.5 minutes up. And again, thanks for listening. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. My show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is Anita B saying thank you for listening. Ciao. And turn you cats to Machiavelli, a dead man. You heard what I said, man. I'm a princess. I told you cats before, I'm relentless. I'm in the trenches. What? I told you source cover MCs. I fold you, you come closer. This here's so goddamn hard. I'm nice guard, I'm in your the squad. I bet $1 million, whoever who wanted what. Sniper style, nigga duck. Viper style, nigga buck. I'm well preserved, I'm itchy like a coke addict nerve. Blah, doctor, dinner served. I turn New Jersey into Crystal Lake. It's not Jason, it's a hockey mask on the